Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, girl. Do you like dad jokes? Because I wouldn't mind being your daddy for the night. Oh, yeah.
It's all about the delivery.
Oh, you've been bad. Go to my room.
Oh, that's not.
Whatever you do, do not point out that his superhero Flash underwear is showing. Instead, tell him you love his thick-rimmed glasses because you can see yourself in them.
Ooh, that's a return line.
Yeah. I should have gone with that one.
That's pretty good.
That's when you give him the digits to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Beth, this is you remember me from the rock climbing place. I'd like to take you rock climbing. I'm really into it. I can let you use some of my specialty chalk. I don't give it out to just anybody. It's very special to me, but you're a special person, so I could definitely let you use it. But when we go and hang out, this is going to sound a little strange, but I'm afraid of outdoor heights. I'm not afraid of indoor heights. I'm very, very comfortable as long as there's a roof over my head. And so if you ever want to go to any of the indoor courses, I know everybody at all of them. Some of them have even commented on how great my chalk is, my organic chalk that I make. And thank you so much for giving me your number. I haven't gotten the number in so long. So let's do this. Call me back soon. Don't leave me hanging. hanging.
Next message.
Oh, that was a rock solid joke at the end there, wasn't it?
I feel like he's the type of guy that would show up to a date in his rock climbing gear with those those foot toe shoes, and he has carabiners.
On, I've
dated
those guys.
Yeah,
you know, flexible. I'll tell you that.
Would recommend.
Next message.
Hey, Lisa, it's. I'm just calling. You left me your number about last week, and I was just calling to see if you wanted to meet up at all. I thought we really hit it off. You seem really cool. And there's one thing, though. But, like, I noticed that, like, your elbows were a little dry and peely. And I was wondering if, like, maybe we could get together, get a bottle of wine, and I could just help you peel your elbows a bit. If that's something you'd be into. I'm kind of a professional healer of sorts. And I think that, you know, that would really help us grow a connection together. I have this fascination with, like, peeling things, you know, like face peels, the way, like, when you, like, wax and stuff. So that's something you'd be into. Give me a call back.
Next method.
Oh, wow.
This was the kid in elementary school that was obsessed with Elmer's glue.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. That felt so good.
My initial instinct is gross, but I'm a pimple popper.
Gross.
I'm thinking this is someone I need to message on Instagram to see if they'll buy anything off me.
You're thinking you got some dead skin sloughing off that you could sell to them.
It's like a business thing.
Next method.
Hey, Chrissy. It's so we talked. We were over at the hotel, and we talked a little bit. So I was wondering, I don't know, if you're up for it, you know how we talked about the role play thing, secret agent Sylvester Moises, and you're Dr. Scarlet, right? And remember, dye your hair the obviously red. But anyway, so, you know, meet me up at my hotel, room 413. Yeah, so you come in, be all sexy, and come in there, and I'll be like, the only smoking is going to be in my pants, you know, and God, so weird. I don't know where we go after that because I've never really gone after that, you know. I'll see you at the hotel.
Next message.
Oh, wow. God.
Oh, it's so bad.
Boys and girls, this is why you don't drink after you take Quaaludes. This is what happens.
I don't know. That opening line was pretty good. Oh. He's smoking in his pants. He just needs to come up with more of a script, and I think he's got a whole bit.
Oh. Accents and waves.
Yeah.
So Brooke was turned on by that, apparently.
Yeah, sure. Oh. That sounds fun. It sounds kind of like a murder mystery party in his pants.
Good Lord, Brooke.
I don't know. I think it's really funny.
Next message.
Hey, I'm just calling because I saw that you saw my Snapchat screen on my phone, and there was a lot of other girls that I was snapping with when I saw that the app was open, and I just wanted to let you know, like, there's nothing to worry about. Those are just my cousins. Like, it's just something we do. I send my cousins pictures all the time of things I'm doing throughout my day. They send me their stuff they're doing, their boobs and their
He's gonna hang up.
Next message.
Tried to delete that message.
Now see, Brooke, that guy seems more up your alley. Cousin love and boob exchanging pictures. That sounds more like you.
Cousin love, okay. That was a couple of great grandparents ago in my family.
Okay, cousin lust then.
Yeah,
you know, it's not long term.
No,
it's just a one night thing.
Disgusting.
Remember,
that is so gross.
Listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time, every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.